A new art exhibition presented by the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum will be on display now through September 15th at 2nd Street Live in downtown Fort Smith. The exhibition is titled Women to Watch and features artwork by women from across Arkansas. An opening reception for the exhibit was held June 30th at 2nd Street Live. The exhibit is organized by the Arkansas Committee of the National Museum of Women in the Arts in Washington, D.C. Fort Smith Regional Art Museum Executive Director Lee Ortega.
There are seven artists represented in the show, and these are artists that are emerging or underrepresented. It's all female artists. And this show is just a wonderful tribute to women artists in Arkansas.
The artists featured in the exhibit include Janet Frankovic, Emily Wood, India Gomez, Deborah Warren, Nikki Hempel, Ruth Pasquin, and Tu Nguyen. Ortega says the common denominator among the featured artists is that their works are all figurative. In the exhibit, you'll see
self-portraits. There is landscape as well, landscape painting and photography. It's really a wonderful selection.
Women to Watch is one of the last events the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, or RAM for short, will have before it opens in its new home at 1601 Rogers Avenue. The museum is currently under construction. When completed, RAM will be a state-of-the-art museum.
Transitioning from an art center to an art museum has been an extremely positive experience. I think this community is ready for a museum. I think everyone is looking forward to the future. We'll be able to do the same thing that the Art Center did, except on a much, much larger scale. We're going to have 15,000 square feet of space, as well as climate control.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum will feature shows organized by the museum, as well as many traveling exhibitions. Exhibitions will include a combination of painting, sculpting, photography, and 3D art. Ortega explains that the museum will help promote a positive quality of life in the community by offering many educational experiences and dynamic events.
The success of the museum and opening the doors it relies entirely on the support of this community and the interest that the community has in the museum. And I think that once people understand that the museum is not only about offering diverse exhibitions, but it's also about education, interesting programming, lectures, concerts, workshops, films, family days, and the fact that it really does exist to enhance the quality of life or quality of place, people will be much more apt to offer their support.
The Fort Smith Regional Art Museum is expected to open early next year. Again, Women to Watch will be on display at 2nd Street Live through September 15th. The exhibition will then move to the Governor's Mansion in Little Rock. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.